Coffee has always been a part of our family scene from the earliest days. I can remember being about 5 years old, sitting on my dad's lap as he read. Even at that tender age, I loved sipping the cold, creamy coffee dregs from the bottom of his cup. Coffee continued to be ever-present during quality family time. Later in my teenage years, I remember sitting on the back porch talking about the facts of life with a mug in hand. Speaking of mugs, Dad gave me a ceramic Hot Joe travel mug in 1992, just before he deployed to Somalia. The kind of mug with a wide bottom and no-slip surface underneath so it could rest on the dashboard without flying off around curves. This gift was more than a mug. It signified my grave responsibility in his absence. I'd drive the car, take care of my sisters, get my brother to school, and keep up the yard. Many years later, the mug finally broke. I was devastated. It had been with me so long, surviving my first car crash. It stayed on the dashboard right where I put it. Early morning college classes and 3 years of office space. I really did shed a tear when it broke. My wingtips pinned to the carpet, my tie gently swaying as the tear dripped from the end of my nose. After a time, I picked up the phone to call Dad. "I need a new mug," I told him, "one that can survive a bomb blast, because I can't suffer this king a loss again." Later, that Christmas, I opened a gift and got a new mug, a stainless steel insulated mug. There was a very familiar-looking oak tree on it. Under the tree was stamped Oklahoma City National Memorial. This mug commemorated a real bomb blast, signifying that it had the spirit to survive one itself. From early mornings to late nights, coffee and whatever mug has always been there. My sisters got married this year, and once again, coffee was there. We gathered around the coffee bar at the reception to tell tales of first words, boo-hoos, and youthful mischief. I don't seem to be the only one who has a love affair with coffee. It's pretty trendy these days. What is it about coffee? Why do we need it? Where has our coffee culture come from? Well, in the first place, having coffee is not pretentious. Having coffee is not school. It's not work. There is nothing whatsoever about enjoying a cup that is scary, threatening, or uncomfortable. Perhaps it may be too hard to ask the real question. Too hard to say, we need to talk about our relationship, or we need to talk about pain and sorrow. But it's not too hard to ask, would you like to grab a cup of coffee? Coffee is the way our culture creates community. Community happens when people are relaxed and can be themselves with one another. Our coffee houses, kitchen corners, and cars become the place where family and friends can have community when they think they're just having a cup of coffee. We have a toddler at our house. Last Saturday morning, Jane and I both looked up at one another as it dawned on us simultaneously that the house was perfectly quiet and had been for quite a while. Not a good sign with a toddler in the house. We ran into the dining room to find Penny Noel standing on a chair, gleefully drinking the cold dregs of her papa's breakfast coffee. She was grinning and beaming. And so the cycle continues. How about sharing a cup of coffee with someone special today?